What is up, y'all? It is Braylon DeLauro with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is November 21st, 2024, a Thursday, and we have some news. Really just news about scores, you know, just the regular, just the standings. We're going to be doing that today, and then next episode's going to be banger. Been gone for a while. There was an event that was held, and I was a part of it. It was from Wednesday to Sunday. Most of y'all know what I'm, well, some of y'all know what I'm talking about, and some of y'all, and yes, the guy who's there, I can tell you're watching. So we have the NFL standings right here in the NBA, because there's really no other sport that I care about that's going on right now. Like hockey, let's be honest, who actually watches hockey? Probably a lot of people, but okay, baseball's not in season. We got football and we got basketball, two of the best sports ever. So let's start off with the NFL to make the NFL fans happy. Start off with the NFC East. The Eagles are first, 8-2. The Commanders come in second place, 7-4. Well, this is now. There's a lot more weeks to go. What are we in? I think we just finished week 12, or do we just finish week 11? We're either in week 12 or week 13 now. But so that means we have at least 5 more weeks of football. It feels like it's gone so fast. We're already like this far into football. That's insane. But Eagles 8-2, Commanders in second place 7-4, followed by the Cowboys 3-7. You'll love to see it. And then the Giants are 2-8. So that's the NFC East. The NFC North, the Lions are 9-1. Vikings are 8-2. Packers are 7-3. And Bears are 4-6. Caleb Williams throws the ball farther than like 15 yards. So you have an arm. You don't need to do 45 screen passes a game. You can't be throwing the ball 4 yards every time you pass it and expect to win football games. That's what your record shows right here. 4 wins, 6 losses. You're below 500, so we're going to have to need you to pick it up a little bit. Don't be scared to throw interceptions. You know why? If there was not a person named Josh Allen, then you should be scared. But since Josh Allen, I love him. He's a great quarterback. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league. But he throws a lot of interceptions. Actually, he's been better at that this year. So I gotta give him praise. He's been better at that this year. But I will say, Caleb, you can't be too scared. You can't be scared. You're an NFL quarterback. Come on. NFC South. We got the Falcons 6-5. Buccaneers 4-6, Saints 4-7, and Panthers 3-7. Can we all just give it up for the Panthers, who were like 1-17 or 1-16 last year, and through 10 weeks for them? I don't know. I guess they already had their bye. I guess we're going into week 12. That makes sense. We're going into week 12, people. The Panthers are 3. They've won 3 of their last 10. They're only 3 of their only 10. That's not terrible for the Panthers. Last year, they got a win in like week 14. They were like 0-13 to start the season, which, oof. But so the NFC West, Cardinals are 6-4, Rams are 5-5, Seahawks are 5-5, and the Niners are 5-5. Gosh, the Cardinals are lucky. The Cardinals make the playoffs because the rest of their team, or rest of their division, is this bad. It's something to remember for sure. Because the Rams, Puka Nacua was out. Cooper Kupp was out. The Rams have an exception. The Rams, Seahawks and 49ers, what's going on? Now, 49ers mainly. Y'all were in the Super Bowl last year. I know y'all lost. Not exception. The 49ers, y'all need to figure something out. Maybe Brock Purdy's not that guy. Maybe Brock Purdy's not that guy. Maybe y'all should have listened to me like 2 years ago when I said Brock Purdy's not good. He's decent. He's a mid quarterback. He's not. Now, I will say my dad was even more on the Brock Purdy hate train. Now, I think he's good, but I don't think he's what people thought he was. When he first made it to the Super Bowl in the NFC Championship, and in like his first year, yeah, I thought he was good. I never thought he was going to become like top three in the league, or even top five. I would not put Brock Purdy in my top 10 quarterback. Okay, after the NFL, I'm going to do my top 10 quarterbacks, and then I will do something for NBA just to make it even. So we got in the AFC East, the Bills are 9-2, the second best record in the league. They actually beat the Chiefs, who have the best record in the league, Monday. Monday, the Bills, or no, it was Sunday. It was Sunday. The Bills beat the Chiefs. No, the Texans destroyed the Cowboys on Monday. The Texans destroyed the Cowboys. So Dolphins sitting 4-6, Jets 3-8, Patriots 3-8. Now, Dolphins, yeah, Tua Tagovailoa was out. Y'all get an exception. Patriots, y'all are just bad. You get an exception. The Jets, y'all have Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, Breeze Hall. Who's their tight end? Oh, who is he? Who's their tight end? Oh, Aaron Rodgers, obviously. Sauce Gardner. You got Hassan Reddick's actually going to play for y'all now. What is his name? Tyler Conklin? Something. Steelers, AFC North, Steelers 8-2. The Steelers are a surprise this year. They beat the Ravens last week. Steelers 8-2, Ravens 7-4, Bengals 4-7, and Browns 2-8. Now, does anybody get an exception? No. No exception for any of y'all. When I'm talking about y'all, I'm talking about Bengals and Browns. Bengals, no. Y'all do not get an exception. Joe Burrow has been good. You got Chase Brown, which I did say in my handcuff video that Chase Brown was not good. I have been humbled. I will step down. Chase Brown is good. My mistake. But the Browns, maybe because they're just bad, and maybe because they traded away Amari Cooper for literally nothing, like a 6th-round draft pick. You think you're going to get another Amari Cooper, even at this age? You think you're going to get another Amari Cooper in a 6th-round pick? I'm pretty sure that's what they got. But no, I don't think so. AFC South, you got the Texans are 7-4, Colts are 5-6, Titans are 2-8. And I think, yep, the worst record in the league goes to Jacksonville. The Jaguars, 2-9. Okay. Colts, no exception. Y'all should be better than 5-6. Y'all have a good team. Titans, yeah, y'all are bad. Jags, y'all are good. Well, Tank Bigsby is good. Trevor Lawrence is good. Christian Kirk is good. Travis Etienne is questionable. He could be kind of garbage, but I don't know. But then, AFC West, the best record in the league, which goes to the... I don't like saying this name. This is the name we don't speak of, just like in Harry Potter, about Voldemort. This we do not speak of, but I will say it anyways. The Kansas City Chiefs, they are 9-1. The Chargers are 7-3. Broncos are 6-5. Raiders are 2-8. The Chargers are not good. People will be saying the Chargers are good. They are not good. They're not. Who do they have? Justin Herbert. Ladd McConkey. Who's their running back? J.K. Dobbins. No. Derwin James. No. I will say, Tyrone Tracy for the Giants. The Giants look good. Well, they don't. No, they look terrible. But their future looks good. If they stay with the team, of course. Their quarterback situation is absolute. I can't say that. But it's bad. So, yeah, they got Malik Nabers, wide receiver. They got Tyrone Tracy. Devin Singletary's gotten his spot replaced by Tyrann Tracy. But those two guys alone on offense are looking good. So, here, let me get another piece of paper for my top 10 quarterbacks. Number one quarterback in the league, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Josh Allen. Number three, Jaden Dan. No. What did I just say? Lamar Jackson. Then I would probably, is anybody else good in the league? Then I'd put Dak Prescott. I don't like that. That's disgusting to me. I don't ever want to hear those words come out of my mouth again. Jalen Hurts. I spelled my own quarterback's name wrong. That's sad. Jaden Daniels. What are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're at 6. Baker has been good. Then I'll put Kirk. Then honestly, Sam Darnold has been really good. So I'm going to give it to him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Last one. There are not good. I'll change what I've said because I forgot that Jordan Love was on here. So Jordan Love goes is Kirk Cousins' replacement. Because he's better, well, he's better than Sam Darnold and he's better than Kirk Cousins. I've messed up badly. I forgot about new list. Justin Hurt. Okay, Mahomes. Josh. Lamar. Dak. Jalen. I put his name wrong again. 1, 2, 3. Okay, then we have Joe Burrow. CJ Stroud. When I do these, I forget. Tua's not good. Can we all agree? Tua's not good. Can we stop giving him clout? He's not good. He's not. Neither is Aaron Rodgers. Justin Herbert. Herbert's better than Stroud. Putting Herbert in between Joe Burrow and Stroud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then we can put, I'll put Jared Goff. Jared Goff has been really good. And then Jaden Daniels. Those are my top 10 quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes, number 1. Josh Allen, number 2. Lamar Jackson, number 3. Dak Prescott, number 4. Joe Burrow. Dak Prescott, number 4. Jalen Hurts, number 5. Joe Burrow, number 6. Justin Herbert, number 7. CJ Stroud, number 8. Jared Goff, number 9. And Jaden Daniels, number 10. Those are my... Okay, and off to the NBA. Yes, I'm excited. We got the Golden State Warriors in first place in the Western Conference. We're just going to start with the Western Conference. So we got the Warriors 11-3, Thunder 12-4, Lakers 10-4, Rockets 11-5, Nuggets 8-5, Timberwolves 8-6, Suns 9-7, Grizzlies 9-7, Clippers 9-7, Kings 8-7, Mavericks 8-7, Spurs 7-8, Trailblazers 6-9, Pelicans 4-12, and Jazz 3-11. And then the Cavs. I look so short here. The Cavaliers were 16-0, gonna play the Boston Celtics, and they actually lost. So the Cavaliers are 16-1. best record in the NBA. Celtics are 12-3. Knicks are 9-6. Magic are 9-7. Heat are 6-7. Pistons are 7-9. Hawks are 7-9. Nets are 6-9. Pacers are 6-9. Bucks are 6-9. Bulls are 6-10. Hornets are 5-9. Raptors are 3-12. Wizards are 2-11. And 76ers are 2-12. Philly, what's going on? How are the Flyers doing? So you got one team that's really good in the Eagles and one team that's kind of bad with the Sixers. Oof, you gotta hate it. But I'm gonna do, for the NBA, I'm gonna do my top 10 three-point shooters. Number one, Stephen Curry. He's just, yes. Buddy Hield, number two. No, yes, Buddy Hield. Devin Booker. Dame Dalla. Who else is a good three-point shooter? I'll give it to Kevin Durant. Good three-point shooters. Who are good three-point shooters? Oh, Klay Thompson. Klay. No. I'm giving it to Anthony Edwards. Ant, you're a good, really good three-point shooter. Okay. Zach LaVine. Yes, he's a good three-point shooter. Zach LaVine. I'll give it to Donovan Mitchell. Sorry, I should be talking more. Donovan Mitchell. Hawks. Trae Young. Oh, I need to slow down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, well, that's my top 10. Top 10 three-point shooters. Stephen Curry, Buddy Hield, Devin Booker, Dame Dalla, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Anthony Edwards, Zach LaVine, Donovan Mitchell, and Trae Young. Those are my top 10 three-point shooters. So, honestly, this was a good podcast. This was a good episode. This was a very good episode because we got through the standings, okay? We had to go. I know this is more of like a informational video, not more of like hot takes, all that. But don't be troubled, people. I will be back with predictions because next episode is my predictions for the Super Bowl and the NBA chip. Also for the NBA Cup. For anybody who knows that, NBA Cup, NBA in-season tournament. There's an in-season tournament between the teams. The Lakers won it last year. LeBron somehow won. LeBron wins everything. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, the NBA Finals, the in-season cup, like what? I guess you could say LeBron did that and MJ didn't, but of course MJ wasn't in that era. But yes, next episode will be all about my predictions, all about that, and I'll catch y'all on the next one. This was Randolore Sports Noise Podcast. If y'all were here, y'all heard the planes. The planes are insane here down here. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.